How has PCC's new academic calendar affected you? Associated students are working for the students here at PCC, and we have been talking. My guest today, Simon Fraser, President of Associated Students, Hannah Israel, Student Trustee, and John Fraser, Vice President for External Affairs. We've been talking about the decision that was made last August to switch that calendar to what we currently have. And John, you had just started to tell me that you were more or less informed as Associated Students. Well, we did this deal with it. That's what I heard.
Yes, it was actually a step up in my view from the previous time where they, essentially it was, we were informed by getting the information ourselves. We chased the table and got the information. This time, the information was brought to our table, but we didn't necessarily have a part in the formulation of that decision.
I'm curious what can be done in the future, because supposedly we have transparency here, supposedly we have shared governance. What do you see from this that can be done differently?
One of the major things I see is that the stakeholders were, in this situation, were basically not really considered in the decision. The decision was basically made before the stakeholders had an input, and I feel like that input could have saved a lot of students a lot of havoc.
And we'll be talking about a little bit later today about what are some of the measures that you're taking for the future to save the students a lot of havoc as we get to summer session. Simon, what about that decision is going to have some long-reaching consequences for this summer?
So essentially, the problem with the summer, and this is something that I remember being very vocal about, our issue wasn't so much with spring being moved forward, it was winter being moved back and summer session being changed. As you may know, the UCs, the Universities of California, are very picky about when they will accept transfer students now because there aren't many seats. And so a student that's attempting to transfer for fall 2013 previously would have relied on the ability to take classes in the winter and then the spring. Oftentimes winter was used to make up classes or to complete sequential courses. So if you were taking a physics class, you could complete the 1C before completing 1D in the spring. So you're allowed to get out. The problem with having a summer session means that some UCs don't accept classes from anything after spring. So even though the class that you may be taking will be in the same time frame, if it transcripts as summer, the problem is that the UC may say, well, you took it after spring, we're not going to take you. We think we may have some resolution to that in some negotiation with the vice president, with the office for the vice president of instruction. We've managed to agree that all of the summer one classes will now be transcripted as spring. The problem then becomes implementation, and we don't know how this is going to work. Because obviously we need to get transcripts out to be safe by June 30th. So the UCs need to be receiving those transcripts. Summer 1 classes are likely going to end June 21st around about. So that's only a 9-day period for faculty to grade, input the grades into the system, and they'd still be using our old legacy system, which shuts down at night. So they can't be put in all the time. And then that has the student services department over in the L building has to then process all of those transcripts and get them out on time. That's going to be the big issue, is trying to make sure that those grades are in on time, that the UCs recognize them as spring classes that are in time, and that faculty cooperate with the fact that they now have a lot less time to do the grading and turn it in. And that any faculty member being late with grading, and we know that faculty members are sometimes late with grading, could cost a student a seat at a transfer institution. So this is requiring some major shifts, especially given the short turnaround time in which the change was made, the technology implementation that's going on at the exact same time. Obviously, you know, we're moving to the new Lancer Point system, which replaces the computers that shut down after 10 o'clock at night and never open on a Sunday. And this is the big issue, is whether those summer classes will transfer. And my final thing that is, we have no guarantee that this model will be repeated. By moving to a trimester and the fact that we have a summer trimester now, there's no guarantee that when we move forward into 2013-14 that they will model the same system, having it in two separate sessions, one focused on transfer, one focused on then the high school students and the summer bridge programs. Without that guarantee that we'll still have those opportunities to make up those classes, to transfer those classes, to continue and finish those sequential courses, we could be in a situation where students, especially current students, get stuck with losing an opportunity to complete classes in time.
I'm hearing it's going to be an incredible mess this summer, simply because even listening to you talk about summer one, summer two, a whole session, et cetera, I'm confused hearing some of this stuff. Imagine if I had to take this.
And, you know, I think that the faculty and the staff, especially the staff in the student services departments, are really doing their best to mitigate the effect of the decision on students. That doesn't change my position, which has been my position all along, that the change was a bad one, that there may be some evidence to say that by changing the trimester that we will complete our degree rates. But one of the things that wasn't brought up was our transfer rates, that our transfer rates actually improved by having a winter session as opposed to having what we used to have, which was two semesters and then two summer sessions. The difference was that those summer sessions were distinct. So before 2003, we had a fall, a spring that started as this spring did in January, moved to May, and then we had two distinct intersession semesters with different start dates, different registration dates. Now that that's gone away, the idea of having a summer one and a summer two is all ephemeral. It's all sort of in the air. And that could change at any time. They could do all sorts of structures with it. And I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing, but the problem is that we've jumped into the change without knowledge of what the impact's going to be. And so without assuming the worst, we know that there are going to be impacts. We know that the student population is going to be affected no matter what your educational goal is. And our job is to mitigate that, but we're heading into the unknown. And when we head into the unknown, we don't know what the result's going to be, clearly, because it's unknown. And that's where we land right now.
Let's talk about some of the things that you're doing to mitigate that and what you'll be going over this evening. In addition to working with students who are trying to get transferred this upcoming fall semester, what will be some of the things, Hannah, that will be covered tonight in the town hall meeting that associated students have been doing?
Well, basically a clarification of what we're looking at with the new academic calendar. Additionally, you know, pointing students to certain resources in case if they have any other questions they need to fix their ed plans, they're unsure about their, you know, the transferability of their classes. Also, another thing we're going to be doing is, you know, fielding many questions, and then we'll be bringing those to the Vice President for Instruction's office. Simon, what else will we be doing?
Besides the academic calendar, there are a couple of other issues that are affecting students this semester and this year. Smoking policy is going to come up tonight. We're anticipating spending most of the time on the academic calendar, pointing them in the right direction, and letting them know how they can make their voices heard and hearing their voices, because that's what we're here to do. We are going to be talking about smoking policy. We are going to be talking March in March, and I think John can give us a little bit more on that because he's our goal is to take double the number of students to March in March this time around. And then we'll have an open period where anyone can ask any concerns that they have, share any issues that they've experienced, ask any questions. So these are all different sort of topics that will come up tonight.